This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A high wind warning is in place for El Paso and Teller County until 5 o'clock this evening. The National Weather Service says the greatest risk for high winds will be west of I-25, especially in the Manitou, Cheyenne Mountain, and Fort Carson areas. Colorado Springs Fire Captain Mike Smaldino reminding us yesterday on KRDO's Morning News that the city of Colorado Springs remains under burn restrictions.
That started September 13th, so we're still actually under that order. Every day we update our fire danger, and we are still in a pretty high fire danger as far as those fuels being able to burn.
Winds will be from the northwest at 30 to 40 miles an hour. Gusts could reach upwards of 65 miles
an hour. Colorado Springs police are investigating after a fire at a homeless camp got out of control last night. Police and firefighters were called to the area east of I-25 and Fillmore Street just after 9 o'clock. The fire spread to nearby trees, but firefighters were able to contain it before it could grow. The CSPD homeless outreach team will be investigating this fire. An Ellicott School District building was seriously damaged by flames yesterday afternoon. It caught fire around 10:30 in the morning. It's a maintenance shop on South Ellicott Highway. The shop is behind the administration office and across the street from the high school and elementary school. No one was hurt and there were no kids on campus because it's still winter break. The superintendent says forklifts and other equipment inside the building caught fire.
COVID-19 cases are continuing to spike throughout the area. El Paso County has reached a new high watermark when it comes to COVID-19's incident rate, thanks in part to the surge in Omicron cases. The incident rate is a key statistic in tracking the virus's spread throughout the community. It measures the number of cases per 100,000 people over a 7-day period. As of yesterday, El Paso County Public Health reported an incident rate of 771 per 100,000 people, surpassing the previous record of 713 per 100,000 set in December of 2020. Hospitalizations throughout the county have actually declined in the past 2 weeks despite the sudden spike in cases. And that case spike continuing to be tracked when it takes a look at our latest case counts. As of the weekend and Monday, there were 2,629 new cases in El Paso County during that 3-day period, along with 5 additional deaths reported. Pueblo County reporting 746 new cases and 3 deaths in the past 72-hour reporting period. Teller County, meanwhile, reporting 50 new cases. Fremont County reporting 84 new cases and 1 death. Colorado Springs School District 11 will not be implementing new health and safety restrictions when students return to class tomorrow. The school district's Deborah Ashby says that no mask or vaccine mandates will be implemented despite concerns over increase in COVID-19 cases. Ashby says they're relying heavily on the guidance of local health officials.
We are no strangers to having to change mid-course or having to abruptly change our stance on things. And so we are prepared for any additional guidance that we receive through our health partners, the state and the county health departments.
The district says those plans could change and that they will inform parents and staff members of any changes as soon as they are made.
D20 parent Lara Matisik's daughter has chronic asthma and has been out of school for some time. Recently, she became fully vaccinated and was eyeing a return to class before District 20 did away with its mask requirement.
It's very concerning. To me, this, I just think that it's about the health and safety of my child and, you know, everyone around her.
Despite the lack of mandates, local districts did say that students and staff can still wear a mask if they feel compelled to. Masks will still be required on school buses due to a federal mandate.
And questions remain over what led to the Marshall Fire in Boulder County. Sheriff Joe Pilley says it could take a lot of time to find out that exact cause.
This is an open investigation. We're getting the right kind of help. It's going to take a while. You're going to lose your patience with me. But hopefully in weeks or a month or 2 months, we'll be able to tell you what happened and why.
Initial report said power lines blown over by the wind sparked the wildfire. However, investigators later determined that downed lines seen by firefighters were telecommunication lines, which wouldn't have produced such a spark. Nearly 1,000 structures in Superior and Louisville were burned in the fire. 2 people remain missing.
Partly cloudy skies, strong winds in the forecast for Tuesday. We do have a high wind warning up for El Paso and Teller counties. Expect winds 30 to 40 miles an hour, perhaps gusting up to 65 miles an hour. Still mild today with highs in the low 50s, Colorado Springs 55 in Pueblo. We'll see lighter winds as we head overnight with morning starts Wednesday in the upper teens and low 20s, then a chance for snow showers Wednesday night into Thursday morning. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.